Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Treyer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Woman Radio. I am your host, Tammy Treyer, and today is episode number 260. You can locate these show notes by going to mountainwomanradio.com/podcast-260. I am fortunate enough to be sitting in a beautiful park. As soon as I am done recording this podcast, I am getting out and going for a lovely walk with all these beautiful flowering trees. Just a really beautiful setting here. It has been dripping a little bit. It's raining, so I didn't want to get my equipment wet walking with you folks, so I'm going to do this in the vehicle. But I want to talk to you today about really paying attention to the products you're purchasing and the food that you're eating. A lot of these companies are selling out, and I feel that this is very important to share this information with you folks. A lot of you, you know, are homesteading and embarking on off-grid journeys and embarking on living cleaner. I just think that that is something a lot of people have been embarking on, but even more so today. And one of the things that we are running into and that you may not be aware of is that a lot of these wholesome and clean companies are actually selling out, and they are no longer the clean companies that they once were. So, you know, we've had our tried and our true companies, and, you know, you tend to stick with them. However, I want to suggest that you guys continue to evaluate what you're using. The companies, their ingredients, and really pay attention to what's happening right now. You know, the foods are having things put into them. The detergents are being altered and are no longer their clean selves. So I've been making it a point. Because like you, you know, I enjoy these products. I get real excited when I find them. And then down the road, you come to learn that they're no longer as clean as they once were. You know, being the canary in the coal mine, my face flares when I am in an environment of toxicity. So if there's something in my surroundings, in the air, in the building that I'm in. But I also, you know, could use a detergent and just be wearing clothing and I will have issues. I could be eating something, and here's something else that happens to me. All the skin in my mouth just disappears. My mouth gets very raw, like the roof of my mouth, my cheeks, my gums, the skin just is gone. And it's really rather creepy. But that is how my body reacts to toxicity. My face is usually my indicator. My face will get very red and very splotchy and very hot. And, you know, it's not the kindest thing to have it happen on your face, but I'm really grateful for that ability, because my family will always know when we are in a bad place or if food is bad. And, you know, it sucks because, as I said, there's companies that have been clean, and they were my go-to food companies if I wanted something, you know, to snack on, and I went and I chose to get something processed. It was a non-GMO organic company. And now, you know, there are things that I eat of theirs and I am flaring. And that's just really disturbing to me. And they are continuing to make genetically modified meats. I beg you not to think that it's a great thing and that science is taking over. Please don't eat it. The level of toxicity in these genetically modified foods, they change your DNA. That's like extremely huge. It is changing your body's makeup. And this is just not good. And It's not just our food, it's our laundry soaps, it's our dish detergents, it's our makeups, it's our cleansers, it's our toothpaste. And this is sad because it's everything that we utilize on a daily basis that is under attack. I do have a resource page at Faith Led Healing that you can find by simply going to faithledhealing.com/resources. And you will find healthy choices in there. I am constantly revamping and monitoring. Supplement companies are another one. There's a lot of things happening with supplements. For one, not all the companies are using ingredients that are properly harvested. A lot of these supplement companies are not third-party tested. I have joined forces with all of the good supplement companies out there, and I am trying to bring discounted supplements and awareness of this to my audience and my clients. And again, you will find such things in my resources. I will also be adding things on my website of all these supplement companies that you can purchase through me, which means that you are getting direct from the company. Why is that important? Because on Amazon, there are companies that are purchasing outdated supplements, and they are putting new labeling on them. There's other companies that are using baking soda and gel caps and selling them as, let's just use for example, Now Brand, and relabeling them and putting them out there and selling them on Amazon, and you'll never know the difference. You're spending big bucks on supplements and supplementation that are harmful for you. So you're trying to heal from something or aid your body in something, and you're actually doing more harm than good. And this is the scary world that we live in, and it is a truth. It doesn't have to be scary though. What you need to do is find a, you know, valid resources of people that are doing the research and leading you and guiding you to the right things and bringing that awareness. You know, we can't all be researching all of this stuff all the time. You know, there are certain people I go to for certain research and knowledge that I just don't have the time for, but I know they are a valid source. So I'm sharing this with you today so that this adds awareness for you, that it is something else for you to think about. Just like last week's episode, you know, I shared some of the things that are going on in our world. Maybe you didn't know about those things. We need to be aware, and this is another area. And, you know, I'm also looking for companies that I can purchase my things from. I don't like using the big box stores. I don't like Walmart. I don't like Amazon. I refuse Target. I'm trying to find the things I need directly from the resource. Sometimes that's, you know, these companies that are wholesome and are remaining wholesome. Other times it is ma and pa shops, and I would prefer to be able to shop at ma and pa shops. You know, my family and I handcraft things. We don't have a lot on our website right now for sale, but there's things that we have sold in the past, and we had a really good customer base. You know, having that support is wonderful, and I know that there's a lot of home-based businesses that are trying to make a difference in this world, whether they are now offering, you know, homegrown vegetables or meats or you know, let's just say aprons and dish towels and things like that, because this is something that we really need to evaluate. You know, a lot of the things that are coming from China are toxic, kids' toys and bedding and different things, and not just China. I mean, this is in the U.S. also, but much of the things that we're purchasing off of Amazon and Walmart and these other box stores are being, you know, are from China. You know, we need to support the U.S. As much as we possibly can. And we need to be aware of the toxic level of things coming from these other places. you know, the toys and the bedding and the curtains and different things like that are all have fire retardants on them and are off-gassing and are toxic and are causing hormone imbalances in our babies, even not just ourselves. You know, this stuff is toxic, and these companies, again, that were once clean are not. So when we can find companies and ma and pa shops that are here in the U.S. that are making, you know, some are, I have friends that are making their own wool and dyeing their own wools from their own animals. You know, this is the kind of direction I feel we need to go in. And I do eat processed foods on occasion. It's more so the snack foods. I make all my meals from scratch, completely from scratch. But there are times where, you know, you might want a good corn chip, or you might want, you know, you're on the road and the options aren't good, so you purchase a bag of jerky that is non-GMO, grass-fed, you know, organic. These are the kind of processed foods that we gather, and they need to be clean. But having these companies that are trying hard to bring back wholesome foods, and yes, they cost a little more, but as I've just explained how my body reacts to things, it's important for me to be able to exist on wholesome things. I need to spend a little more money. My food and the choices I make and spending a little more money on quality things that aren't going to harm me are my health insurance, are my investment into myself. And I want to just encourage you guys to pay attention. You know, just as an example, Aveda Products, which was a very clean company for a very, very long time, was sold out to Estee Lauder. There's a lot of toxicity in our products for our self-care. As many of you know, deodorant has a lot of the deodorants have aluminum in them. A lot of our hair products have parabens in them. If you go to my Faith-Led Healing podcast, I have been working on a toxicity series that has been sharing the levels of toxicity, the products that and things in our products that you need to be aware of, and have been taking it to the extreme ingredient depth that you are well aware of what you should be looking out for. In the toxicity series, I've been giving out a toxicity handout so that you have the list of things that you need to look for in your cleaning products, in your personal care products, and how they affect the body. This is important education, guys, and if you are not aware of these things, it's really important, because what we put on our skin actually absorbs into our skin and goes right into our blood, which also crosses the blood-brain barrier, which means that we are also affecting our brains. How many of you are walking around with extreme brain fog? This is all important information that if you're not aware, you need to be aware of. The other thing I want to mention today is that my toxicity series has also talked about how to detoxify the body. And I currently have my quarterly functional medicine nutrition detox going on. It's starting May 20th, and I would love to have you join me. You can go to faithledhealing.com/detox. I teach you how to detoxify the body, how it affects the body, how the toxins affect the body, what the body will do on the other side of a detox, because our bodies have been so riddled with toxicity. We're seeing extreme highs in autism, autoimmune diseases, ADHD, a lot of pre-diabetes and diabetes in our country, overweight. Why? Because the toxicity is so high in our bodies that it just keeps recirculating even when we're trying to exercise. So that's why so many people have this weight that they just can't get to budge. It's because it just is constantly recirculating the toxins in the body, and you're just unable to drop those pounds. When you learn how to detoxify the body and aid the body in detoxifying the liver, you will see results, and we will relieve ourselves of the extreme brain fog and the extreme aches and pains, the lack of sleep, the hormone imbalances, unable to conceive, unable to get pregnant. All of these things are a result of toxicity. All of these things are a result of the foods we're eating, the air we're breathing, the water we're drinking, and the things we're putting on our body. You need to be aware of these things. And if you're not, you need to be. You need to start paying attention to it. And a lot of the things I hear from people is, I just can't afford to go to that extreme. But you can. It's not that complicated. It seems complicated. Everything new is always a little stressful. But join me in my detox, or in my community, where I will guide you and show you how to learn these things and progress. And yes, you can't always do everything all at one time, but baby steps leading in that direction to total cleanness is completely possible. And every step we take is just another level of health that we're giving ourselves. And the more we educate ourselves, the better we can educate our children, right? So if you're interested in joining my Faith-Led Healing community, you can do so by going to faithledhealing.com/FLH community, Faith-Led Healing community. Join me, because I'm really making an extreme effort to try to educate people on all these things. And yes, you know, this may be alarming, this may be stressful to hear, but I am positively sharing this with you so that you are educated. The biggest thing and the best thing we can do for ourselves is being educated on these things so that we know how to better help ourselves. So I look forward to seeing you guys next week. I know that these last 2-3 episodes have been pretty loaded, but it is meant to encourage you. It is meant to inspire you forward in learning more and taking better care of yourself and your family in the world that we live in. This is the world we live in. And one of the things that we can do in making it more positive is just awareness, and also putting things in place to aid ourselves in the process. So I look forward to helping you further and further. Keep joining me, share this with your friends, and bring your friends to the community. There's room for everybody. We have a lot going on there, and we welcome you. So have an awesome rest of your day. Love you all. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.